Davidson with an impressive win tonight, 105-75 over the Hawks of Hartford, playing out of the American East Conference. And Coach McKillop, a very good offensive showing for the Wildcats tonight.
You know, John, I thought that we had great ball distribution. Anytime you're playing against a zone, you always wonder about whether you're going to shoot the ball quickly, whether you're going to get the ball inside or not. And I thought we got the ball inside very well. And with getting the ball inside very well, it opened up the perimeter game. You look at the number of points that Jack Gibbs gets after the ball goes inside, and I think it is a stunning figure. Guys look for him on the arc, they find him, and he shoots that shot very, very well.
Another thing, Coach, before the game we talked about that they were probably going to play a zone. They steal the ball out of the zone a lot. If you're not efficient offensively, you played the game with only 8 turnovers, which is pretty impressive.
I think they have a very good break on the ball there, particularly number one, Jason Dunn. He does a great job of reading eyes and getting into the lane, and that's why he stole Jack's pass, I guess, 30 seconds into the game.
Right.
And after that point, I think the only real foolish turnovers we had were when we didn't fake the basketball. When we fake, it's amazing how it gives you time and it gives you balance and it gives you vision. And when you have time, balance, and vision, you're going to complete the pass.
I know you're pleased with 21 assists on 34 baskets.
Certainly am. I thought our guys made the ball move, and against a zone that was moving so well. They have sort of a funky zone. They play the guards packed in. They bring their wings up high, and they shade the ball to the center of the court. They try to funnel it into the one-third part of the court, the middle third of the court. And I thought we got the ball inside the belly amidst that kind of defense very well. And, of course, Peyton does such a great job of getting inside and catching the ball inside.
One of the several reasons for that, but one of them, I thought, was ball reversal just kept that zone moving to the point. You gave them many chances each sequence to make a mistake.
Yeah, you know, when you deflate the defense, when you attack the defense from foul line extended and lower, it makes the zone vulnerable. And so often the zone intimidates you, makes you hesitant, and keeps you above the foul line, and you're working the ball around the arc from wing to wing. And despite the fact that we did swing the ball to the wing, we did deflate it and brought it down to the baseline. I thought that was a big key in the game.
I think one of the key components of any offense, Coach, is to figure out the way to get to the foul line. And you get there by attacking, obviously. Davidson got there 35 times tonight.
John did a great job of penetrating. I think Duca gave us great minutes off the bench, as did Nathan. You know, when you have two front court players come off the bench like that and being as productive as they are, very, very pleased with that. And what's really satisfying for me is that Duca got his points with his back to the basket. And if he can become a formidable back-to-the-basket player for us, he can really help us out significantly.
He's really getting better and more confident at that, isn't he?
Well, he's got now the year of rust, which has been there for so long. It's slowly being carved away, and you can see the talent that he has. And, of course, you saw Keyshawn there at the end shooting the ball so very well, handling it so very well, and leading the offense, directing the offense, orchestrating the offense. So you see that those two guys have the capacity to really make a significant impact on our program.
Defensively, Coach, we've been talking offense. Defensively, how do you feel?
You know, I think we have to be really disciplined defensively. There were times tonight where we didn't speak. There were times tonight where we weren't positioned correctly. There were times tonight where we left our feet. There were times tonight where we overhelped. I thought Nathan Ekwu was sensational defensively tonight because he never did any of those things wrong. He talked, he was in position, he didn't overhelp, he protected the rim, he stayed down. I thought he was a real catalyst defensively.
You played a tough schedule, getting ready to send your team into A-10 play. How do you feel after 11 games?
I think we're getting better. You know, I still, that Charleston game still sits in my craw. And, you know, if we had finished at this point at 8-3 instead of 7-4 and gone into A-10 play then, I would have felt a lot better.
Well, Coach, the team, to me, of course, you're the ultimate decision back here, but it looks so much better than it did early in the season.
We're starting to get production from the bench. Tonight we had 32 points from the bench, and you might remember early in the season we had 4, 6, 8 points from the bench. We had 32 tonight, John. So I'm starting to use the bench a little bit more, getting confidence in them. And that's I said that to the team in the shoot-around today. I said, this is an opportunity, 45 minutes on the court, where you could gain my confidence. If you gain my confidence, it comes back to you and helps your confidence. So you're getting confidence because you're performing well. You're getting my confidence because you're performing well. You're getting a double dose. And in a shortened practice like we had this morning, you have the chance to focus in that narrow time frame to add to their confidence. And that's the biggest thing these guys got to learn, that they can build confidence in themselves by earning it every day they step on the court.
A lot of momentum, Coach, and I know you're glad to see it heading into A-10 play.
Well, we're excited about the chance to play Richmond here on New Year's Eve. We hope we have a great crowd. The crowd was terrific again tonight. To have a crowd like this the 28th of December with the students not here and many people out of town, outstanding. Now, we need this crowd loud and inspiring and energetic on Saturday when we play Richmond.
Good win tonight, Coach. Congratulations.
Thank you, John.
Coach Bob McKillop talking about tonight's game, won by Davidson by the score of 105-75.